This is Deanna Spingola. It is Wednesday, June 20th, 2012, and this is one of my special interviews. We have no commercials, no censorship, no calls, and no music. It is just education and information. It is bare bones broadcasting. My guest today is ZCF, which stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is zioncrimefactory.com. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. For the third time or fourth time?
I believe it's three or four.
In addition to the RBN shows we did until I was banned.
Oh, gosh. And that's been a while. It was February 29th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm used to getting banned. Well, as soon as I started talking about the Jewish question, I found out that it's taboo. You're not allowed to talk about that.
Right.
On any mainstream website, YouTube, Blogger, WordPress, all the major blog sites that I originally started writing articles and stuff on, within a month, I would say, of just writing a few very simple articles where I talked about Zionism or the Jewish question, my blogs were completely erased. They didn't give me a warning. They didn't tell me what violation it was. They just completely removed them. And on YouTube, I had like 10 different YouTube accounts deleted. In fact, I made a YouTube account, and I didn't even post any videos. I just typed some text comments, and they deleted my account just for some comments that I'd written claiming hate speech. So that's how incredibly censorious these websites are. And all of these websites, all the mainstream sites, are Jewish-controlled websites.
Right. Exactly. YouTube particularly, since they allied with the ADL in December of 2008. So actually, this is a badge of honor, because if you're being deleted, that means you're telling the truth.
But somehow Alex Jones still has a YouTube account. His websites are, you know, some of the most popular sites out there. I think he's always bragging about how his websites are doing so well. So you can go on YouTube, you can make a video, and you can blame the New World Order, you could blame Jesuits, the Vatican, you could blame Muslims, you can make generalizations about white people, you could bash pretty much any group in the world except for Jews, and your videos will still be up there, they'll be getting thousands of views, they'll be getting promoted. So how is it that every other group can be slandered and slammed and bashed, but Jews are the only group of people that it is taboo to criticize them? But we still have these fools going around telling us that it's the Nazis, it's the reptilians, it's the space aliens. When is this nonsense going to end? They're just going to continue to do this because they're bringing in the shekels. They're there to make money and to lead you away from the truth.
Exactly. And they're doing a really good job of it. If you were to look at some of the things that people say, because they believe it. You know, if a person tells, so maybe 85% of the truth or 80% of the truth, and then they throw in this other garbage, such as the Nazis control the U.S. government, then they buy the whole 100%.
Yeah. And they're even attacking me recently. These two Jewish supremacists openly were going on all these radio shows and slandering me, and it was pretty funny. But I stumbled upon the blog site of one of these hideous hags named Barbara Hartwell, and she is a former CIA agent, so she admits that she was in the CIA. And she said in this article that she is a Nazi hunter, so she has identified herself as a Nazi hunter. And also, she goes on to say that the CIA has been chock full of Nazis since day one. If you can believe that this moron actually said this fallacious garbage, that the CIA, which was originally the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, which was created during World War II by the fanatical Jew supporter Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who surrounded himself with the Jews, both financiers and politicians, people like Henry Morgenthau Jr., Sidney Hillman, Sidney Warburg, Felix Frankfurter, Bernard Baruch, S.I. Rosenman. He surrounded himself with Jews. So this guy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was undoubtedly a communist and a Jewish supremacist, and he creates the Office of Strategic Services with the sole purpose of destroying Nazi Germany, to infiltrate, undermine, and sabotage Hitler. So how is she going to claim that the CIA was chock full of Nazis, quote-unquote, National Socialists from day one, when it was essentially created as an anti-Nazi organization hell-bent on deposing National Socialists in Germany and destroying the enemies of Jewry during the Second World War?
Right.
So the truth is the absolute opposite of what this moron is claiming.
Right, and the OSS, basically, they just put their, they closed down the OSS, Truman did, and then they simply moved all of those officers and all of the assets and everything that had anything to do with the OSS into the CIA. And as you say, it just, she doesn't make her case. But the thing that I have noticed about people who are bashing people like you, who are telling the truth, the thing that they use, they don't use facts and figures. They vilify. They name call. They do all these kinds of things because they don't have enough truth, so they have to do that. And when I read the article by, who was it? Did they, or was it a...
Barbara Hartwell.
Yes, yes. Yeah, right,
this
yes.
Crazed lunatic. Just look at a picture of her. She looks crazy.
And she went after one of the RBN hosts that comes on before me, and I don't know how her name even came up or why she would bring up Maggie's name. I guess it's because you were on Maggie's show also.
Yeah, that's the reason. Any show that I've been on, she goes after not only me, I'm the prime target of this horrendous Zionist fanatic, but anyone who's ever had me on their show, she's gone after you, Maggie Rodden, and a few other people. So anyone quote-unquote promoting me is a target of this lunatic as well.
So, yes, it is amazing. And she should just use the facts, but
she doesn't have any facts.
That's right.
She doesn't have a single fact. That's why the entire article is just her calling me a Nazi. That's she just repeats that over and over and over again, and then claims that fallaciously and retardedly that the CIA is filled with Nazis or was founded by Nazis. It was founded by Jews and communists. It was filled with fanatical Zionist communists and Jews. And the whole purpose of it was to undermine the enemies of the Jews. In fact, there's like a book that was put out by some Philo-Semitic author named Patrick K. O'Donnell, where he speaks of five Jews who were recruited into the OSS, and I put this in my article debunking these lies about the CIA being filled with Nazis. And this book says that these five Jews were recruited into the OSS, quote, because of their language skills, their physical prowess, and technical skills, but also for their hatred of Nazi Germany. So not only is the CIA or the OSS not chock full of Nazis, but it was founded by Jews who hated Nazi Germany. And to go on with that, the OSS's chief training operative organizing and recruiting anti-German subversives and spies during World War II was a fervent Zionist Jew from New York named Nahum Amber Bernstein. Far from a Nazi, he was a Zionist, a Jew, pro-communist, and he later went on to be instrumental in founding the State of Israel. He was a major fundraiser and a smuggler for the Jewish terrorist force, the Haganah, and he was also serving as the attorney for the Jewish Agency, which was like the pre-State of Israel governmental body that was overseeing the ethnic cleansing of Palestine in 1948. And you can go on with this because even after the OSS became the CIA in 1979 put out a report called The Holocaust Revisited, a retrospective analysis of the Auschwitz-Birkenau extermination complex. And the whole thing was just a bunch of ridiculous claims based on aerial photographs that they're claiming to prove that Auschwitz was an extermination camp. And a researcher I forget his name, but he
Bell
exposed this.
or Ball?
Yeah, John Ball, he exposed the CIA report as a fraud, that they manipulated the pictures and tampered with the photographs to make it look like it's something that wasn't there. So the CIA is putting out a propaganda report trying to prop up the Holocaust hoax. So if the CIA is filled with Nazis, why in the world would they allow their organization to put out a report propping up the fantasies and fairy tales and atrocity stories that are designed to demonize them and discredit them? It's completely illogical. Makes no sense at all why they would do that. In fact, they would have probably put the torch to that report because it's a bunch of nonsense. So it's so blatantly obvious that there's no quote-unquote Nazi influence in the CIA. It is thoroughly a Jewish organization, Jewish at its root, in its founding, in its character, and everything that the CIA does in terms of its foreign policy is beneficial to Israel and beneficial to Jews. Everything that the CIA does is against the enemies of the Jews. So the CIA is fighting, is essentially the foot soldiers of Zion. They are fighting for Jewish supremacy and to prop up Jews in every country that they live, especially now in the Middle East. The CIA is marching lockstep with the Mossad and is committing terrorist attacks, committing false flags to frame Arabs and Muslims, the enemies of Israel, not the enemies of the Nazis, the enemies of the Jews. So you could go on and show how everything that they accuse the Nazis of, they want to demonize the Nazis, so they try to associate it with stuff that's wrongdoings that are being perpetrated today. Oh, in fact, you can trace all of these wrongdoings back to the Jews and their evil helpers. So that's why we have to put down this propaganda, because it is benefiting the enemy.
Exactly. And I think Garmar Rudolph, in fact, I know Garmar Rudolph has the copies of the Ball Report. I think it's several pages long, but he has it on his website, so people can go to it. I mean, that's the proof positive. And he shows the aerial photos and talks about them, and it's very
Right.
interesting stuff.
Right. In that report, the John Ball report, he shows that the so-called massacre that allegedly took place at Babi Yar in the Ukraine, I believe, never happened. There was no physical evidence that you could see from these aerial photographs that flew over that area when this massacre supposedly occurred. And showing that there'd been no ground disturbance, there was no mass grave there, and it was just another fairy tale. Like the overall Holocaust story is a complete fairy tale. But the CIA, I just wanted to point this out again. The director of the CIA from 1997 to 2004 was George Tenet. Now, George Tenet, when I did some research on this, it turns out that he told Abe Foxman, the ADL director, that there is no anti-Semitism in the CIA, and he said exactly that, "I will not tolerate anti-Semitism at the CIA." And he declares that the CIA is free of anti-Semitism, and then later goes on to tell that this ADL contingent at a dinner that, quote, "I knew that on 9/11 we had all become Israelis, and that the United States and Israel, quote, will always be bound together." And for his sycophantic behavior, his suck up statements, and his being a dedicated servant of Zion, Tenet was actually awarded the ADL's highest honor, the America's Democratic Legacy Award. So these facts that I demonstrated in this article utterly demolish the kosher propaganda that the CIA is Nazi or has anything to do with Nazis, and it's just absolutely absurd to suggest this, and it is a tool and a way for Jews to suppress their own crimes that they're committing and their own influence by making it look like their enemies are doing these things. What's the main thing that they bring up to say that the America has been infiltrated by Nazis, like Operation Paperclip or something?
Right, yes.
This is, stupid, because at the end of the war in 1945, a lot of these Germans just wanted to survive, right? They were either going to be executed by the Allies. They wanted to get out of that. They wanted a new life. Their nation was utterly destroyed and defeated by these servants of Zion, the Allied powers, the demonic force that firebombed Europe, the great and amazingly beautiful German cities, and turned them into dust. So a lot of these Germans, these German scientists, I guess they decided that, you know, they can make a deal with the U.S. and start a new life with their families in America. This had nothing to do with bringing Nazis over to the United States. The United States fought a war, a genocidal war of extermination, to defeat National Socialism and wipe it out and wipe it from the face of the earth,
right,
for the benefit of the Jews.
Right. They could either go to come to the United States or go to Russia.
Yeah, go to the gulags and die in slave labor in Russian Jewish-run gulags, or go to the U.S. and start a new life. So they obviously chose the latter. And a lot of them, you can't even really say that they were National Socialists. They might have been living in Germany under National Socialism. But by the end of the war, they'd basically given that up, and they wanted to start a new life. And not a lot of them were probably even in the party. They might have been vaguely associated with it. Not any of them were intellectuals or National Socialist intellectuals or people who were formulating the National Socialist policy in the country. All of them were executed at Nuremberg at the Talmudic Sanhedrin Kangaroo Court. So these Germans weren't necessarily National Socialists. They could have been liberals that just were brought over and were living under Hitler's rule. And you know, to claim that the Nazis have infiltrated America based on this is preposterous. If they were Nazis, then why is the mainstream media bashing Nazis and making them out to be cartoonish villains? If these so-called Project Paperclip or Operation Paperclip Nazis have any influence, then why is National Socialism and criticism of Jews being suppressed in the U.S.? The U.S. is a Jewish nation. It is run by Jews. It is an external reflection of the Jewish power elite running the country. Everything the United States does has been in the benefit of the Jewish minority in the United States.
Exactly. Indeed. Now, you wrote another article about, let me just scroll up here. It's your latest article, and it is, wow, that's a long article. It is called Webster Tarpley's Fanatical Devotion to Defending Jewry and Whitewashing Jewish Power Unveiled on Radio Show.
Yeah.
I love your graphics.
It's one of my more humorous articles. I like to inject some humor into these articles just to show how pathetic and insane and ridiculous these kosher clowns in the so-called truth movement are. Webster Tarpley, who I've never really followed him too closely. I don't know if you have, but this man is a dedicated and fanatical servant of the Jew world order. Everything that he says, everything that he does, is in the service of the Jews. His rhetoric and his narrative that he puts forth is 100% pro-Jewish. He never mentions Zionist and Jewish influence in the U.S. He tries to paint everything in the context of a Anglo-American banker conspiracy. He couldn't say the word Jew if his life depended on it.
He was associated with the LaRouche Group, and that is their kind of mentality.
And the article that I wrote was about this radio show that he was on with a few other people who I would consider these other guys. One of them was Kevin Barrett. This other guy, Joshua Blakeney, James Fetzer, and Greg Felton. And I would consider those four guys to be less staunch Jew lovers. They're half-truthers. They'll tell maybe the truth about 9/11 being an Israeli plot. but then they'll fanatically uphold the Jewish fables about Hitler and the Jewish fables about the Holocaust and propagate these lies with a ferocious passion. So these guys tell maybe 90% of the truth sometimes on a specific topic like 9/11, but overall they are marching lockstep with the enemy on a variety of important topics. In World War II, in my opinion, is the most important topic because it's the foundation of the Jew world order. Without it, there's no state of Israel. Without it, the Jews wouldn't have the sympathy that they have, and without the sympathy, they wouldn't be able to get away with the crimes that they commit. But in this article, I just analyzed this radio show where Webster Tarpey actually got in a bit of a debate with these other kosher shills, less staunch kosher shills, where he's trying to paint everything as an Anglo conspiracy, and he delusionally denies that the Jews have any kind of power, that Mossad was the prime mover behind 9/11, and these other panelists just ripped him to shreds and showed how flimsy and paltry his position was, pointing out that the war on terrorism was essentially created by Benjamin Netanyahu. It's an Israeli concocted, agenda to push their imperialism in the Middle East and get the West to fight their wars for them. That's so obvious. We've documented that so well over the past 3, 4 years that Israel is behind 9/11 and the whole war on terror fraud. And Tarpley denies it and tries to say that it's America doing all of this, that the United States globalists, and he invokes all of these kosher intangible poltergeists. He uses terms like an invisible government, a rogue network, imperialists, finance capitalists, and then when they weren't falling for that and they were just destroying him, he started to interject all of this kosher discredited nonsense about the Nazis and the Nazis run Wall Street, the Nazis in the CIA. He brought up the myth that Prescott Bush funded Hitler. He invoked the pathetic and petty propaganda hoax that the NSDAP burned down the Reichstag building. So, these things had nothing to do with the conversation that they were having, but he had to inject all of these kosher fables and to get off the topic of Jewish power. He just wanted to
Oh,
get off it.
interesting. Now, this was at the 9/11 Vancouver hearings just recently, right?
Well, this show, I think, was about that. It was just
Okay.
before it. And it's just insane the amount of lies that he just invoked. And one after the other, he just rattles off Jewish lie after Jewish lie after Jewish lie. And he came off as a delusional schizophrenic in his denials of, in his utterly ridiculous denials of the facts that. And he even said that this utterly retarded statement that the Hitler and the Nazis, it only came out that they burned down their own Reichstag building when they were defeated. He said it took a military defeat of Hitler for the quote unquote truth to finally come out about the Reichstag building or the Reichstag fire being a false flag attack. This is buffoonery. This is so moronic. Hitler being defeated, his nation utterly destroyed, all of his top deputies captured and tortured and subjected to quote unquote victor's justice at this stage show trial at Nuremberg. That's not where the truth finally emerged. That's where the truth was brutally buried under a storm cloud of lies and deceptions and fabrications and myths. And fables that were conjured by the Jewish commissars and the string pullers who were running this Talmudic Sanhedrin kangaroo court. This is the same trial where you get the laughable hoax that the Nazis committed the Katyn Forest massacre, and then they admit that it was the Soviets. It's the same trial that they claimed that the Nazis were killing Jews not in gas chambers but in steam chambers, and that they would turn Jews into soap and lampshades and riding saddles and furniture and bacon grease and just the utterly obscene fables. Like, it's just disgusting. And this guy doesn't, he can't even figure out that the Nuremberg trials was a show trial. The victors judging the vanquished, and he's citing this trial as his evidence for his claims about Hitler. It's the same with Alex Jones when he pushes that whole the Reichstag fire false flag, this hoax. His evidence that he cites in his film Terror Storm is the Nuremberg trials, the utterly discredited trials. So these people have such a flimsy foundation that they're standing on, and it's very easy to chip away at it and absolutely show how idiotic and downright desperate these people are to smear those people in history, those righteous men like Hitler who stood up to Jewish power and Jewish domination.
Right, and that's his greatest crime in their eyes, because that's he's the only person that's really been able to do that very successfully.
That's pretty much why he was attacked, why he's been vilified to, you know, to the extent where it's like a cartoon character. When you think of Hitler, it's like a cartoon image of evil, and that's how they treat the people that stand against their rule. They turn them into devils because, one, they want you to associate Hitler and National Socialism with evil so that you don't actually look at what they were doing and the program that they had and what they were saying, because they've already convinced you before you even delve into the subject that he's evil. So you're not going to go anywhere near him, right? You're not going to look at his book, Mein Kampf. You're not going to look at anything he says or anything that he did, because you've already had this prejudgment of the man based on fallacious media propaganda and Hollywood movies and so forth.
How true. How true. Amazing.
One of the other things in this interview featuring Tarpley and some of these other fools. This one guy named Joshua Blakeney. I've actually written a few articles about this clown before this, quite a few months ago. In fact, like last year. And he's a guy who will admit that Israel did 9/11, but then he'll come out and say 6 million Jews were killed in homicidal gas chambers and Hitler was evil. And he upholds all of the kosher fiction about the Second World War. And when I looked into this maniac, I found that he is an admitted and a fervent communist. He states that he is a communist.
Oh, really?
So no wonder he upholds all of the lies about Hitler and National Socialism and the hollow crock or the hollow fraud, since his Soviet comrades invented most of these fables.
Right.
So he has to perpetuate his communist kinsmen who invented these lies and these myths and these smears, who blamed their own atrocities on Hitler, who committed almost all of the mass shootings and mass killings that took place in Eastern Europe during the Second World War were committed by the communists from Russia. And this is a guy who says communism is good, who praises Mao Zedong, the genocidal mass killer who wiped out 45 million of his own people in 4 years in communist China. And he and Mao Zedong was propped up by Jews like Israel Epstein and Sidney Rittenberg and other Jewish financiers and political agitators. And Blakeney, I tried to actually email him and explain to him that communism is a Jewish construct. It is a Jewish murder apparatus and a conspiracy for Jews to take power in Gentile countries, wherein they would rise to the top and then subject the Gentile population to a genocide, and they would plunder the nation and steal all of the wealth of the nation and send a lot of it back to the coffers of the Jewish capitalist financiers who funded them to power, like Jacob Schiff, the Rothschilds, and the Warburgs, and so forth. And he sends me back an email where he denies all of this. He just brazenly and flatly denies that Jews invented communism or behind communism. And then he tells me in a sick and demented fashion that the gulags were a good thing, and that it was – and then he tried to dehumanize the victims of the gulags by saying that they were all criminals and murderers and rapists.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, describing the victims of the gulags, who were just a lot of them were just peasants, and almost all of them, in fact, all of them were just ordinary people who were rounded up and murdered for no other reason that they were in the way of Jewish political ambitions. But describing them as criminals and rapists and killers, that is a perfect description of every single top communist leader that's ever existed in the world. That is the de facto that is exactly what every single communist leader has done when he came to power, is murder,
exactly.
Rape and kill and pillage and slaughter and inflict tyranny on people. So these communists, these modern day communists and Marxists, are absolutely delusional, and they're putting forth the same myths and fairy tales that they're beloved heroes Mao and Stalin and Trotsky and Lenin, the genocidal maniacs who declared that 90% of – they didn't care if 90% of the Russian population were killed as long as the rest of them propped up a worldwide communist state. So this guy has no morals at all, which no communist has any morals at all. He just cares about the victory of his ideology.
Well, you know, a lot of the neoconservatives are really from the Trotsky school. And is he just a neoconservative, or is he actually a communist? How do these people get involved in the truth movement? Are they infiltrators who actually work for the government, or are they infiltrators who work for the Jews? I mean, it's amazing that they infiltrate the so-called truth movement and that people actually give them credibility.
Well, if they're working for the government, then they're, by definition, working for the Jews, since the Jews run the government.
I guess that was kind of redundant, wasn't it?
Yeah, but this Blakeney guy, he's not a neoconservative. I know that because he does tell some truth about the neocons being Zionists, and that they're loyal to Israel, and that they instigated the Iraq War, and he'll tell the truth about 9/11 being a Mossad plot. And what he's doing there, he's roping you in. He wants to give you some truth, and he'll tell you some facts about Jewish criminality, but then he will go in this whole other direction and say communism is good, the Holocaust occurred, Jews are not conspiring for world domination, and then he will bash Hitler, he will bash the Nazis constantly. So that is his prerogative. He wants to, like Alex Jones, he'll give you some truth, but then the rest of it is just utterly insane propaganda.
Right. Amazing how they get away with it. And it's interesting that these people would get together and have a round table.
Yeah. One of the things that was so hilarious about this Blakeney clown is that I wrote an article about him a while ago, and then he did an interview, like a taped televised interview with some journalist. And they were accusing him of somebody was accusing him of being anti-Semitic because he was like, he's a critic of Israel. And he's like, I'm not anti-Semitic. If you Google my name, Joshua Blakeney, Jew lover, you'll find that there's people denouncing me. And he pointed to my article denouncing him. It was freaking hilarious to see that they're paying attention. They're seeing what I write about them. But then he would go on to tell this journalist, he's like, you know, he was denouncing Holocaust revisionists, yet at the same time he denies that Stalin and Mao wiped out over 100 million people, and he says they were good. So utterly hypocritical. But then he said something like, let's show these Holocaust deniers what a journalist does, and give them the facts, and that he would bring forth no facts at all to back his assertion that 6 million Jews were killed when they themselves have reduced that number. This is an exemplary journalist. This is our example of a great researcher. He couldn't even figure out that they themselves have reduced the 6 million figure. So this guy is an absolute clown, and there's a lot of people like him who will tell some truth but then tell you other absolute fictional ideologies and try to rope you in and get you to push some other Jewish agenda, whether it's communism or neoconservatism or Zionism. So they have like a huge network of kosher propagandists on many different levels, because Alex Jones won't go as far as that guy and say Israel did 9/11. So they have to infiltrate every aspect of the so-called truth movement. Even the Jewwise movement has its fair share of operatives who push propaganda such as that Hitler was a Jew and a Zionist and a Freemason and a reptilian and a Rothschild and everything under the sun nefarious that you can think of. And I try to bring attention to all of these liars and expose all of them and try to set the record straight about these immensely important topics. And I think Hitler and National Socialism and World War II is the litmus test for a truth teller. If you're lying about Hitler, and if you're purporting to be a truth teller, but you're spewing all of the mainstream Jewish media fables about the man, then you are really just one of their useful idiots, and you need to be exposed.
Now, do you think that there's a really big surge of people who are going after Hitler because of the because their propaganda is falling apart, because people are looking at the Holocaust more thoroughly and with a more critical eye? Do you think that that is why there is so much Hitler bashing?
I think that's exactly why there's so much Hitler bashing, and why they have amped up the Nazi and Hitler bashing, not only in the mainstream media, but also in the alternative media. Like in the mainstream media, Hollywood complex, you have these films coming out recently, like Iron Sky, which is about Nazis who have colonized the moon and are going to launch an attack on Earth. And then you have this other film that came out, this utterly preposterous and disgusting film called Nazis at the Center of the Earth, where they have like Mengele and a few other Nazi officials who are plotting to take over the world and do all these crazy experiments at the center of the Earth. So eventually they're going to have a film where Nazis are emerging from your toilet, Nazis emerging from under your bed, Nazis in the closet, Nazis in the garden, Nazis everywhere. This is how desperate they are to keep, put out this anti-Nazi of filth that they need to prop up their system of control and keep people pacified and brainwashed to hate those who stood up to the Jews. And Alex Jones has been pumping out the anti-Nazi propaganda now. Webster Tarpley's picking it up. And not only is it a response to people, more people looking into the Holocaust, I think they might be paying attention to my website, because I have been pretty hard on these pricks recently, and I've been utterly deconstructing their lies about Hitler. I have no doubt in my mind that Alex Jones read my article that I put out a while ago,
Oh, I'm sure he
demolishing
did.
demolishing his anti-Hitler propaganda. I think he's seen it. There's no question that he Googles his own name and looks up, what people are saying about him.
He's got a poster contest going. You have, I think there's 3 days left or 4 days left where you
I've
can
heard about
submit a
it.
poster.
And every single one of them depicts Barack Obama as Hitler. Oh, no, big surprise there. Which is utterly ridiculous, because Barack Obama is a Jewish Zionist puppet. And he's not a national socialist. He's the furthest thing from a national socialist.
Huh,
He's
no
anti-nationalist.
kidding.
He's a globalist. He, during his college days, it has come out that he was a radical Marxist communist agitator. So he is the absolute furthest thing from Hitler. But somehow Alex Jones thinks his followers are stupid enough to believe that Obama is anything to do with Hitler or anything like Hitler at all. So he is counting on the dumbed down population to absorb this propaganda. He thinks that we're stupid, and that's why he is so brazen with this utterly fallacious comparisons of Obama to Hitler, or anyone he doesn't like, he compares to Hitler, and that's a Jewish tactic. And that's a Jewish supremacist tactic. Alex Jones loves the Jews more than he loves himself. And he demonstrates it time and time again. Every time he comes out with an article or a documentary film or these propaganda posters, he's slamming and vilifying Hitler. So he might as well put a yarmulke on his head, buy a one-way plane ticket to Tel Aviv and start a new life there in the Jewish state.
Right. And it's interesting that he really does think that his audience is ignorant and that they are so gullible that they're going to believe him. When is he going to actually wake up and realize that people are getting educated, that they're waking up and they're really critically thinking about the things that they hear?
He counts on people to be ignorant. And he's put out so much garbage over the years, so much disinformation, so much misdirection, blaming the New World Order on, he's had David Icke on his show who blames it on reptilians, and he's bashing Nazis 24/7. You know, he might as well call his websites, the History Channel, because that's what the History Channel does, is put out anti-Hitler propaganda. And that's all that Alex Jones does. That's his only purpose. That's the only reason that he exists, is to advance the lies of Jewry.
Now, do you think that he has always been a minion for the Jews? Do you think that I don't know how long he's been around, but do you think that he entered into the truth movement, that he infiltrated the truth movement, and that this was his prime objective?
I think it is. I think that he was put in place by the Jewish criminal network to lead people away, because he's the first guy that you find when you start looking into these alternative conspiracy topics. He is the first guy that you find. He's the first guy whose documentaries are popular and that you could encounter on the internet. And there's a video on YouTube, if you just type in Alex Jones supports Zionist Israel. And you can find a video, Alex Jones in his younger years. I don't know how old he was, but he looked a lot younger and he was a lot thinner than he is now. Now he is an obese and overweight slob. Back then he was a bit thinner. But in this video he says that he quote-unquote supports Israel. And then went on and made this pathetic case to defend the terrorist state of Israel. And it was absolutely disgusting. And then there's another video of him saying, or he's telling a guest, and they're off the air, and he says, his guest says, the political Zionists, which is a euphemism for Jews, can totally control Washington. And it's hard to talk about even on this show. And Alex Jones comes back at him and says, we do now, but it just doesn't even do any good. Well, first of all, he said, we do now. No, he's never, ever talked about Jews or exposed their influence. But he says it doesn't even do any good. What is that supposed to mean? Telling the truth doesn't even do any good? Or is he admitting that speaking against Jews will not be very good for his career, will not be very good for his reputation in the media? I think that's what he meant by it doesn't do any good. It'll do good in terms of getting the truth out, because that is the truth, that the New World Order is a Jewish construct and that they rule the United States and all of the Western powers and are implementing their agenda with a maniacal and fervent passion. So I think absolutely he was put in place to do this, and there's everything he does is in the benefit of these people. So how could that not be the case?
Right. And he has his office in the Bronfman Lawyers Building, or, it's so obvious.
Yeah, there's a lot of different connections that have been made. His lawyer is the same lawyer of a Jewish gangster, the Bronfman family.
Right.
Brother Nathaniel Kapner did a good article exposing all of his Jewish connections, and the majority of his advertisers propping up his radio show are Jewish, which would explain that he is literally in the pay of Jews when all of his advertisers are Jewish, the people who give him the funding to keep his empire, his disinfo empire, going.
Right. The other thing that he is very skillful at doing is instilling fear in his listeners. And I was listening to a tape that he made, an audio that he made back before 2000, and he was talking about how everything was going to fall apart. And I mean, it was just, and of course, this was way after the fact, but it must have really frightened some of the people that were listening back then. And I thought, whoa, what scaremongering! And he's doing it probably what, to make money and to scare the people, because people who are frightened are a lot easier to control, and they are also a lot easier to brainwash because they feel so vulnerable. And so after he frightens them with something that's going to happen to them and talks about, oh, the Bilderbergs are going to come and get you, or whatever. I mean, it's just a, you know, he brings out one boogeyman after another. But when people are frightened, they are more easily controlled and more easily brainwashed to the garbage that he puts out after he frightens them.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. He's a fearmonger, a scaremonger, and he's just a moron all around because he's out in front of like the Bilderberg group meetings. He goes there and then he gets a bullhorn and he's just yelling at the building. They can't even hear him. He's yelling at a structure, at a building. And he actually tried to claim that the Bilderberg group was founded by a Nazi. Or Nazis. If you look up the membership of the Bilderberg group, it's like 70% Jewish. So how is it that every time Alex Jones calls something Nazi, tries to blame it on Hitler, that when you look into it, it turns out to be Jewish or Zionist or pushing forth the Jewish agenda? So really, when Alex Jones says Nazi or he tries to implicate Hitler, just switch that term with Jew. Switch Hitler with Jew. Switch Nazi with Zionist, and then you'll have the truth essentially. So what he says is the opposite is the truth. Everything that he is saying, just in your mind, reverse it, and you'll have a good picture of what's going on.
Right. Now, he probably feels that the people who are listening to him are not going to do any research of their own, because people are, well, they're kind of lazy and they're not going to research what he says. And so he's counting on them to just get all of their truths from him, which is kind of a sad thing, because a lot of people will take all these sound bites and think that they are true. And I've also heard people say, oh, hey, he's not such a bad guy. You know, he does get a lot of people involved in the truth movement, and he's really, you know, so he's wrong about a few things. He gets them involved. But if you're not going to get involved, and then if the truth movement, so-called truth movement, isn't going to go anywhere, what is the point? And when he's redirecting
Right.
what they are seeing and redirecting their perceptions into lies, and as you say, it absolutely goes along with the mainstream media. And when
Right.
somebody in the alternative media is supposed to be alternative, they should be alternative. They shouldn't be mimicking the mainstream.
Right, when someone tries to argue that he's doing some good or whatever, he's not. He's not only is he not just quote unquote wrong about stuff, he's deliberately wrong. He's lying to you. He's regurgitating mainstream Jewish media propaganda, which you can't do that unless you're deliberate about it. You can't just be stupid and not look into some of these things. He claims to be a great researcher and he's doing all this research on these historical events and he questions everything. He slams the media and says that the media is a tool of the government or whatnot. The media is just a propaganda outlet for the New World Order. Yet he believes the media when it comes to Hitler, World War II, the Hall of Fraud. So that's deliberate. So someone saying that he does some good. No, he's recruiting a horde of anti-Nazi and anti-National Socialist and anti-Hitler zombies who go around spreading the lies of Jewry because of Alex Jones. So he's not doing anything good. Everything that he does benefits the people that are really behind the New World Order. He is a fervent supporter of the Jew World Order. And in fact, he said that he would fight and die literally to uphold Jewish power. He said that if you want to do harm to the Jews, you'll have to go through him. So if the New World Order is run by Nazis, then he is against it. But if the New World Order is run by Jews, then he is all for it. So he is absolutely an enemy agent in our midst, and he does no good, and we should denounce him as harshly and firmly as we possibly can until he just retires and scurries away into his little synagogue.
Scurry reminds me of, you know, like a rat. I love your phrases. Some, you know, they're very they're full of imagery.
Yeah, he is a rat. He is a lying rat bastard who has propped up so many lies that, and he's done so much damage to the truth that, you know, that there's no going back. He's picked his side. He's chosen his side, and he's going to go down with them when we win.
Right. Now, going back to Webster Tarpley, he has produced... he wrote Synthetic Terror and basically talked about Bush and how Bush and the Bush administration were behind 9/11. And it was, you know, all kind of created here in the United States. And I don't think he mentioned the J word in his book at all. Did you ever read that?
You know, I had his book when I first started researching 9/11. And I was kind of skimming through it. It was really boring. Just his writing style is really boring. The only thing that he mentions in the book is he mentions the dancing Israelis. He utterly tries to whitewash it and downplay it. And the front cover of his book shows all these intelligence agencies, like the CIA logo and the MI5 logo and like Department of Homeland Security, USA, Britain, and so forth. No mention of Israel, no picture of the Mossad logo or Netanyahu. So, yeah, he's absolutely trying to pigeonhole the whole 9/11 thing and blame it entirely on the four puppet stooges, Shabazz Goyim in front of the U.S. government, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza Rice, which is what they always do.
Right.
Even though Bush's regime was filled to the brim with Jewish neoconservatives like Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith and Elliot Abrams and David Frum and Ari Fleischer and Louis Leibowitz and so forth, every single top official pushing this war on terror, war against Iraq and Afghanistan, was a Jewish neoconservative, and the ones who weren't were the stooges of the Jewish power elite. So Tarpley is 100% covering up for Israel, covering up for the Jewish crime network, and is trying to scapegoat Gentiles whenever he can. He wants to blame every misconduct and wrongdoing of this Jewish network on their puppet Gentiles. Now, their puppet Gentiles that help them and do their bidding are just as guilty, and they will go down with this network when we win. But to put all of the blame on that puppet Gentile is a tactic of disinformation, and Jewish media will promote you if you do that. If you blame, as long as you're not saying the word Jew, then you're okay in their book, and they will promote you, and they will put you on television like they do with Alex Jones and the loose change cabal of Jew lovers who didn't mention a single fact about Israeli involvement in three films that they made. Not a single mention of all the Israelis and the American Jews like Silverstein and Lowy and Michael Chertoff and all of these Sionim network agents who were intimately connected to 9/11. Not a single mention in the loose change films. And these guys, their film got like 20 million hits on the internet. They were brought on mainstream media to discuss it. So shouldn't that tell you that these guys are kosher approved when they're being promoted by the mass media, which Alex Jones says is run by the New World Order? So why is the New World Order promoting Alex Jones and his friends over at Loose Change?
Right. And Alex Jones has been on the mainstream media?
Absolutely. He's been on Fox News. He's been on MSNBC. He was on The View with Whoopi Goldberg. and they flash his website, Infowars.com, on the television screen.
No kidding. You know, I met the two young men who did the Loose Change video. I also met Tarpley. I went to a conference in March of 2007 in California. And as I look back at all the people that presented ideas at that conference and even the people who had booths, every single solitary one of them, it was compromised. I have found since that conference that, you know, it was all a big setup. And they were promoting, lies and deceit. And it's amazing looking back. And they got a standing ovation. These two boys got a standing ovation. And they said, oh, we did it, you know, on a little tiny rinky-dink computer. And I just don't believe that at all.
It's hard to believe that that's how it went down. Jason Burmis and Dylan Avery.
Yes.
Yeah, Jason Burmis has stated on air that if you are an anti-Semite, then you should be electrocuted, and that if you don't like Jews, then you should be killed, is what Jason Burmis said. So he is a fanatical and just a ferocious and vicious Jewish supremacist. And he's the leading 9/11 truther guy that was going around promoting the theory that George Bush pulled off 9/11. George Bush can't even read. George Bush can't even – he invents like words that don't exist. And, you know, he's a complete moron. George Bush could not have planned 9/11. He was a complete and utter stooge puppet who helped cover up 9/11. But to put all the blame on a puppet – politician like Bush is a disinformation tactic.
Right.
And I bet they were probably all trying to invoke, as an example of a false flag attack, the Reichstag fire or the phony Gleiwitz radio station attack, which is really a hoax that was invented by the Allies after the war to demonize Germany.
And also you had the book, 9/11, Another Pearl Harbor. It was written by it's past my bedtime. But
I think I know who that was written by.
What's his name? It's one of the first books that I read about 9/11, David Ray Griffin.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a fabulous book when I read it. But when you think about it, he's really an internationalist and believes in internationalism. And so you have to kind of wonder, you know, why did he produce this book?
He's another one of these Israeli power deniers, Jewish power deniers, and completely whitewashes the Mossad connections and tries to put all the blame on the U.S. government, the American empire, in these vague terms. Well, the American empire, who's running the American empire? It's a Jewish empire. It's a Jewish imperialist system run and dominated wholeheartedly by Jewish supremacists. So they like to use vague terms and titles and invoke these kosher poltergeists to divert attention from the string pullers behind all of this mayhem and madness that they expose only to a certain extent. They don't name the people doing this. They might expose 9/11 being an inside job, but they won't expose the real culprits behind it. So they are protectors of the evildoers. They're put in place to whitewash this crime or this contingency who are behind all of these crimes.
Right. What an amazing thing. Interesting. Well, I certainly do appreciate your work. And I know you go to a lot. I know you do a lot of research. It obviously shows in your work. I mean, you get right down to the nitty gritty. And I really appreciate that. And you're a real scholar. You really are.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And likewise, you're a fantastic scholar as well and truth teller. And you're one of the leading progenitors of truth out there today. And I hope you continue.
Me too. I think we just, this is what, you know, after you get on that path, after you go down the rabbit hole, there's nothing that you can do but tell the truth. And so when I see other researchers, so-called researchers, like the Alex Jones type, the Jim Mars type, when they have say they have been in this movement for such a long time and they keep producing this garbage and won't really tell the truth, well, as you said, there are litmus tests for people. And certainly not telling the truth about World War II is one of those litmus tests. And if they won't look at the Holocaust, obviously they are on the wrong side.
Well, they're on the wrong side, and they're wearing their yarmulkes proudly, and they'll continue to spread disinformation. That's why we have to continue to expose them. If Alex Jones and Jim Mars and Tarpley and these other kosher and propagandists want to continue to spread lies about World War II, the hollow fraud, and Hitler, I'm going to continue to expose them and slam them in every way that I can, because they are advancing the very lies that comprise the foundation of the eternal world enemy that is behind the Jew world order. So they are just as important a component of this agenda as the people at the top, because without these disinfo peddlers, then a huge amount of people would have woken up to the truth by now.
Right, right. Well, that's it. I really believe that. They are certainly keeping a lot of people from the truth, which is a greater crime. It's the people who cover things up that are, I think, more guilty than the people who perpetrate the crime to begin with. Because look at all the things that has happened since 9/11. Look at all of the bombs that have been dropped. Look at all the lives that have been destroyed. Look at all the depleted uranium that has affected so many children who are born with birth defects. It's the cover-up that is more egregious, I think, than the actual crime. There are these horrible people that keep it covered up and lie to the American people and lie to people who are trying to find the truth. That to me, is just an unforgivable sin.
Yeah, and they're complicit. At the end of the day, they are complicit with these crimes. If you're lying about them, if you're lying about the people who committed these crimes, and trying to whitewash their involvement and their influence or whatnot, then you are part of that criminal cabal. At the end of the day, there's no getting around it.
How true. Well, all righty. It's been wonderful talking with you, and we need to do this again. We need to do this on a regular basis.
Hopefully. It was good. Great show once again. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.